The night they drove old Serpo down, and all the people were singing. Well, here we are, page 251 of the Monster Serpo thread, and none other than our old skeptic overlord has finally put a bullet in the thread that would not die. And, of course, opinions will vary as to whether or not that was a good thing or a bad thing, but I don't know, I kind of I look at this thread and I kind of think of it as like the tale of Old Yeller, you know, and well, it was a good old dog, but it turned rabid, and well, let's just face it, actually, I don't think it even so much a question of putting a bullet in it. I think it's just more giving it a dignified burial. And I don't know, I mean, I look back on some of those old Prophet Yahweh threads, and they're still open, you know, so although that's the thing, and there's some controversy around this, understandably. Springer mentioned, and this was on the previous page, you know, on page 250, this whole issue of feeding the hoax. And this is a tricky thing. One of the things about this, and, you know, again, I know I'm a cheerleader for the staff and all that, whatever. So take what I say with a grain of salt, naturally. But you know, one of the tricky things about being in the position of people like Springer and Skeptic Overlord is that they have to wear more than one hat. You know, yeah, they're site admins, you know, so they have the responsibilities that website administrators have, you know, in discussion forum administrators, and they have to fulfill that role. But they also, they're also members, and, you know, they're also fellow conspiracy theorists, or should we say critical thinkers. And they have an interest they have an interest as members in what goes on in the forum. And, you know, there's a bunch of other things they got to balance. And I think a lot of times those are in conflict. And that's what comes out. You know, sometimes you'll see, like, you know, Springer will say something, Skeptic will say something. Sometimes they have to you know, it really just depends on what hat they're wearing at the time. I know for a fact that both Springer and Skeptic are very fond of open discussion and stuff that ranges far and wide. And you know, and I know that they do not want AboveTopSecret.com to have a reputation for censorship and stifling ideas and discussion. I know this, okay? How do I know? Well, it's obvious from their behavior. I mean, I've been watching these guys. I've been suspicious of them in the past. I used to wonder if ATS wasn't some sort of government disinformation scheme, you know, COINTELPRO op. Hey, I'm a conspiracy theorist. That's what I do, you know? But you know, no, they don't want that. But here's the thing, and here's what Springer was pointing out on page 250. And it's not easy. It's not an easy point to make. The thing is, what's going on now is, and this is why I think they shut down that particular thread. And by the way, Serpo discussion can continue on ATS. As far as I know, there is no prohibition against discussing Project Serpo on ATS. It's just that the monster thread's been shut down. And why, you know? And why that particular thread, and oh, and on it can go, you know, ad nauseum. But the thing that Springer's trying to get, I think, was trying to get across here is that at some point, ATS stops being just discuss, you know, just a an observer and starts actually participating in the hoax. And that's what I'm pretty sure he doesn't want, and Skeptic doesn't want, and just, I don't think any member of AboveTopSecret.com that I'm aware of wants AboveTopSecret.com to actually become a collaborator in an internet hoax, where we actually are feeding ideas to a hoaxer. The hoaxer's just saying, oh, well, thank you for doing all my homework for me. Now I can craft and you know, continue an even better hoax than before. I mean, it's a slippery slope, and it's a tricky line to draw, and this is one of the reasons why there will be controversy around these decisions, and should be, as far as I'm concerned. I think, you know, how do we know, right? You know, so it's good. And by the way, that's another thing. You know, should we trust Springer? Should we trust Skeptic Overlord? Should we trust Simon? I say no. You know, I'm a big fan of the ATS staff, but part of that is we don't have to trust them. You know, it's a healthier relationship for us to always question these things. Now, that doesn't mean that we should be accusing them of things they haven't done or anything like that. I'm just saying we don't have to trust the staff of AboveTopSecret.com to have a strong community, and we don't have to trust the staff of AboveTopSecret.com to make decisions for ourselves. those things are actually in opposition, in my opinion. So anyway, so yeah, they shut down the Serpo thread, and I can't say I'm really all that unhappy about it, especially since I was obsessing over it, and I don't think I was the only one. And, you know, and again, there are other places to discuss Project Serpo. But from my standpoint, oh, I need to get off of this. I've enjoyed this. It's been a fun ride, but I really need to get off the Serpo train. And, you know, there is discussion taking place on another forum. You know, Bill Ryan's there, and I think, though, that they're going to find that nothing really changes under the sun. You know, I'm kind of keeping an eye on it, but, you know, at some point it just becomes obvious that we're really that those who ignore history, gosh, somebody said something about ignoring history, and what happens when you ignore history? We're doomed to, oh, I forget. So anyway, you know, discussion continues, analysis continues. It's just continuing in different ways on different threads. And some people want to put this to bed, and you know, I'm all for that. And, you know, Anonymous, of course, is really holding the reins. Although, again, I think that minimizing or overlooking Bill Ryan's role as the guy that's hustling this story is not honest. It's just, there's just a little too many. You know, I posted my little thing about the Serpo rail, you know, and the reference to the Simpsons monorail show. That's not to suggest that Bill is deliberately being deceptive or anything like that, but the role he is playing, whether he realizes it or not, is the same as the guy that was, you know, trying to sell the monorail to Springfield, you know, whipping up interest, keeping the story alive, and basically carrying Anonymous's water. And, you know, because of the fact that I'm pretty convinced that the original Anonymous and subsequent Anonymous is all hokum, you know, I leave the door open. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the world is really that. Maybe the universe is really as freaky as this Serpo story would suggest. But, you know, following with that, that puts Bill in the position of promoting, you know, what amounts to the same thing as the monorail was for Springfield. And that didn't work out well. Nor did it work out in Ogdenville, Brockway, or North Haverbrook, I might add. So anyway, so I look at this as kind of like the putting down of Old Yeller, and, you know, I like the analogy that that Skeptic Overlord used in that last post. And so I'll close this Ramblecast with that in mind, you know, with apologies to Pat Travers. But as he might put it, you know, when I get that Serpo in my sights, boom, boom, come on, out go the lights. And with the lights out, be well, friends.